3, 2, 1. Thank you, me. 98.3 The Edge, the local show brought to you by Kentucky Music Company and by The Grove. Brad, you're here on a Wednesday night at home in Lecta-ish on the internet with my main man, Daniel J. Harvey Esquire, just across town from me. But this is how we got together. He's got a big show to tell everybody about. Of course, it is Rock the Lot at AJ's Place on Broadway there, off the corner there, Broadway, Columbia, right off the square. Saturday, it is an all-day affair. Daniel, great to catch up with you before we got rolling. Tell us about your big show. It's huge.
All right, man. Here's what we got. We've got a ton.
A ton.
Of local talent. We've got guys, Grandshaw, Electric Rain, Nova Suns, Existing in Exile, Crush, Rogues and Royalty, Zella May, which is from northern points of Kentucky, Synergy 3, which you probably haven't heard a lot about them. I think they've been around maybe once or twice around here. But one of those guys is from old Beyond Duplication, if there's anybody out there that remembers that.
Oh, yes.
Then you got Callus, which is from Nashville, Brian Carter, which is a solo artist from Lexington, and Dos Cobros. All these guys are unique in their own way, and they want to come play for you. And everybody wants to party at AJ's on Saturday.
Dude, it is a ridiculous lineup, such that you actually went through Eventbrite to make tickets, right? Tell us about that.
I did. You can actually look up, if you can't find it by now,
right?
You're not going to find it.
You have shared it to every local music page on Facebook.
Yes, all over Kentucky. All over Kentucky. By sale, you're going to be looking at a Gibson guitar, and then the next post you're going to see is, oh, I can get tickets at Eventbrite from this thing because I put it on there. But, yeah, you can go to Eventbrite, Rock the Lot, right on there. It's only $10, man, and it, you know, it supports local music.
It's an outdoor deal?
Yes, outdoor stage. You know, we've got a nice stage set up, got a good sound guy. Nathan Fielder, if anybody knows him, he does good work. We're going to have lights. Like I said, we're going to have drinks all day, food all day. The guys are going to bring their merch, so come out and support them. It's going to be a good time. If we can hold the rain off, I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, no, we ain't going to talk about that. We ain't going to talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so we're not going to.
So this is outdoors at AJ's in their parking lot, I guess, so that would make this kind of an all-ages deal, right?
Yes, it is an all-ages deal. You know, it's in the back lot of AJ's. Like I said, it's going to kick off probably about 12:30, 1 o'clock, somewhere in there. You can start packing in. And it's going to go 10-ish, 11-ish, somewhere in there. Don't worry, I'm legal. I got a permit. but, yeah. I really would love for everybody to come out and support these guys because – you know, this especially this last year, these guys have been sitting around, you know, biting their nails, wanting to play. And, you know, now that we've got an opening, you know, everybody get out and support local music.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, before all that stuff went down, this is a ridiculous lineup that is a once-a-year yep. kind of happening. And then yep. after all of these bands, many of them anyway, not being able to do a whole lot. You know, I had Rogues and Royalty on the show last week, and it was, you know, that band to an extent was a product of the pandemic. Electric Rain as well kind of had the
yes.
same sentiment, you know.
Yes.
So,
yes.
you know, the you know Electric Rain, for Pete's sake, they've been playing every weekend for 3 months now, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these guys are all ready to get out there and get after it. I know Dos Cobros, those boys throw down big time. I mean, Grandshaw, what do you even got to say about those guys? Ridiculous lineup. And listen, you mentioned something I don't want to let slide by. You said you got permits. It should be known that you are very professionally pursuing this thing and putting this together, and everything's above yes. board, and this isn't some, hey, let's throw a PA in the backyard at AJ's
right.
place
no.
and drag a bunch of bands in there.
No, definitely not. This is legit. You know, you're going to have a stage. You're going to have professional sound. I mean, it's going to sound. This guy's going to do sound. It's probably going to sound better than 80% of what you hear. I mean, he's pretty good. But yeah, I've been trying to. I wanted to throw this thing last year. I know the lineup. If you guys out there do follow and you do see, you know what I do. Last year I had this lineup and a few changes in it, but still the same premise. I'm looking to do this as an annual thing and make this something that somebody, you know, people can look forward to come out. Maybe a lot of people can't get to some festivals, you know, around or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is probably, you know, pretty close to a day festival. Hey, you know what? And if you guys come out and support and it gets bigger, I'm willing to go bigger too.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I mean, let's be real about, you know, how the heavy music fits in around here. There's a lot of it. There's a lot of good stuff. And there's a lot of bands that have a little bit of trouble getting gigs. So having just two or three of these bands on one bill would be one kick-ass night. And then you've got a whole day of stuff lined up here.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And like you just said, a lot of these bands, man, they really believe and love what they do. They believe in what they play. And they just want people to support them and hear them. And the more that we can do that, the more we can get them out there. Like I said, I would like to do this as an annual thing. Eventually, I would like to, you know, maybe bring a couple bands that people's, you know, hear on the radio in, like a few national touring bands, and let these guys play with them as well. And it's open to anybody, man. I'm not just, you know, keeping it metal and rock or anything like that. I mean, hey, you do hip hop, you do rap, you do country, whatever. I mean, I support everything. So, you know, hit me up. Maybe we can get together for next year too.
Yeah, man. Heck yeah. You know, I mean, I do too. You know, we do too. You know, the whole first segment of this show every week is about what's going on in the Grove, and it's, you know, generally fairly light, traditional kind of singer-songwriter type stuff. But then we have the opportunity to talk about something like this that you put together, Rocked a Lot, live at AJ's Place in Glasgow. It's right there on Columbia. It's right off Broadway, right? Right off the square.
Yeah.
And that is all day Saturday.
Yeah. Right next to Big Man's Barbecue.
That's
right. If you like to eat barbecue like I do, you know where that's at.
That's right. So you got Big Man's right there. Of course, AJ's has great burgers and that. So you got a lot of options there. It's all ages. Bring a little extra money, bring the kids, pick up some merch, check out a whole bunch of awesome bands, and not to mention my man Matt out there just spitting fire. What's up with him?
Yeah, he's going to come out and he's going to do a little show for everybody. He's kind of just going to walk around, kind of involve everybody in his fire-breathing magic. He does pretty good. If anybody's ever seen him, you know, he does really well.
You know what he's going to be doing? He's going to be making TikToks.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Shameless promotion.
Yeah, no. It's all good. It's all good. He's the best, man. Hey, listen, Daniel, man, great to catch up with you, bro. I'm glad you're doing well. Obviously, you are. You wouldn't be able to put together this ridiculous lineup for Rocked a Lot, AJ's Place in Glasgow, this coming Saturday, the 14th. And it is going to be completely loaded. Grandshaw, Electric Rain, Nova Suns, Existing in Exile, Crush, Rogues and Royalty, Zelame, Lunageist, Synergy 3, Callus, Dos Cobros, Brian Carter, and Metal Matt doing the hype man thing with a mouthful of fire. So Eventbrite, hunt it up, get your tickets, bring the kids, come on down.
Sounds good to me, man.
All right,
I'm
partner.
Ready.
All right, dude. Well, we're going to hear some more music from that lineup coming up. I don't know what yet because it's Wednesday night, and I'll build the show tomorrow afternoon, right?
Right.
It's the magic of the internet. The local show is brought to you by Kentucky Music Company and by The Grove in Glasgow on 98.3 The Edge. Here's me